It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here!
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that. Thank you. And I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always love talking to our guy, Jeff Levering, every Tuesday. Good morning, Jeff. How are we doing today, bud?
Good morning, fellas. Game two, a lot of optimism. The sun came up again today, so we're all squared away. Come on, let's go.
I feel really good. Just, and maybe it's just because of the way the game ended. And look, yes, I would have loved it if Contreras would have gotten a hit to drive into, or if Terang doesn't chase the fastball by his neck. But the fact that they found themselves in that position, despite literally sending the minimum amount of guys to the plate through the first eight innings, makes me feel really good about that offense going into game two.
Yeah, it's scary when you see 24 up and 24 down, right? But it was good to see a couple of walks, right? You're starting to see, okay, let's see some pitches, and that's really good going into a game like today against Yamamoto, who has had some command issues in the past. We saw that in this ballpark in July, where he didn't get out of the first inning. So I feel like there's some positivity that you can take away from the game last night. Jake Bauer's coming off the bench and getting a big double. He'll probably be in the starting lineup today, would be my guess, because of a right-hander on the mound. So we'll see. I mean, it's not a must-win, but going to L.A. down 2-0 does not sound great. So I would say today is as must-win as it gets over the course of the season.
So quickly, because you mentioned Jake, do you think he starts at first base? Or because Sal, with how he played center field last night, proved that he obviously can be trusted out there, do we see Bowers in left to try to keep both Bowers and Vaughn in the lineup?
That's a very astute observation on your part, Mr. Neitzel. Very nice. I got a feeling you might see Jake Bowers in left field today.
Right.
Just
that's
a hunch,
I'm
you might see
about
him in left. And then you keep Vaughn's bat in the lineup over at first base. But we'll see.
Jeff, does it make it easier to flush for the players the fact that Snell's performance, you just tip the cap and say, hey, guy was unbelievable. Let's just move forward.
The dude was on a roll last night. He was unbelievable. I don't think I've seen a performance like that or seen a performance like that in a really, really long time. Yeah, for me, I have to go back to 2015 when Max Scherzer was an out away essentially from throwing a perfect game in this ballpark. And it was a flare from Carlos Gomez that broke things up. That's as good as I've ever seen was Max Scherzer that particular day. But Snell was just as good last night. And yeah, you tip your cap to him. He threw his changeup for strikes. He threw everything for strikes. He was mixing and matching. He was not predictable at all. Yeah, you tip your cap a little bit, and then you get after Yamamoto tonight.
How important is it for Freddie to go 5 or 6, seeing as how this is a longer series, there are less off days, and the bullpen is being asked to carry a lot of those innings on days Freddie doesn't start?
It's a huge deal, and I think for Freddie, he needs to go out there and dominate. If he goes 5, 6 innings, that means he's thrown the ball well and his pitch count is down, and that means you're in a really good position to potentially win a ball game. So for me, Freddie getting 5 or 6 innings into this ball game is going to be huge. Yeah, you have an off day tomorrow, but then it's 3 straight at Dodger Stadium if you get to a game 5, right? So the off days are few and far between in the National League Championship Series. It's really important for him to give the Brewers a good start today and give them some length.
Miz or no Miz tonight?
I would say he is potentially available, but they'll try and stay away from him as much as possible. I feel like tonight is going to be a Tobias Myers type of night if Freddie goes short.
What about the back end of the bullpen? Abner, it was more the command than anything, but the sinker was down a couple of miles an hour since he had to throw, got 6 outs on Saturday. Yeah, he had the off day Sunday, but then he goes, throws a high pitch count yesterday. Is Uribe available for the crew tonight?
I was talking about it on the radio last night as he's going deeper and deeper into these counts, and he's 25 pitches or so into his outing. He finally got out of it, but that was a big run that he allowed. It ended up being the difference in the ball game. And I said, the deeper he goes, it puts into his availability for game two. So hopefully he's able to go. I think they trust his ability to come back. Trevor McGill's available. Canning will be available. At this point, everybody is available, in my opinion, with the exception of probably Miz, who threw the 60 pitches a couple of days ago.
What
Jeff,
was
have you ever seen
Go
have
ahead.
You ever seen the stadium that electric last night? I mean, on TV, it looked unbelievable. They were into it.
Yeah, it was wild. I still think game five of the division series was louder just because, right. I mean, from what was at stake in game five, I still think that was louder than last night. Frankly, there wasn't a lot to cheer about. I mean, the loudest they got was during that crazy double play from Sal Frelick when he makes the catch off a center field fence and they get the out at home and an out at third. That was as loud. And then the ninth inning was super loud, too. But I think game five was as loud as I've ever heard that place.
All right. So give us your perspective from the booth. How long did it take you guys up there to figure out what the heck was going on with the Sal Frelick play?
Lane was on it. Lane was on the call. And as soon as – so you called the juggle, and as soon as the umpires – I was looking at the left field umpire, and he gives the signal, the it's in play, no catch signal.
Yeah.
And at that point – because I'm not going to jump in the middle of the call, but as soon as I saw the left field umpire do this, you know, take his arms out and say it's still in play, that means it's no catch, and that means those bases are live. So – credit to the umpires because they had that thing the entire way. Mm-hmm. Lane nailed it, right? As soon as you had the out at home, and then there was chaos going around the bases, right? And then Contreras goes and runs the third base. He did a great job of explaining it. As soon as that baseball hits off the wall, it's a live baseball. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, it was a great call by Lane. It was the lack of replay was a little frustrating, even though I know they can't. I mean, the umpires are just huddling, so they're not going to throw it up on the scoreboard. But it was just... Trying to figure out if he did catch it, if he didn't catch it, sitting in the seats was a little frustrating. But again, credit to the umpires. They got it right. Can't wait for tonight. I know the ballpark is going to be ready. It's going to be raucous. Hopefully the Brewers score a couple of runs early. Get that energy up for Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Get out there, score a couple of runs early. You're going to be just fine in game two today.
Appreciate the time. As always, Jeff, have a good call tonight.
You got it, guys. Take care. See ya.
Jeff Levering joins us every Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And the crazy part is, the next time we talk to Jeff, like, the possibilities are still so endless.
Endless.
Mm-hmm. Either the season's over, either the Brewers are in the World Series, or we're getting ready for a Game 7. That's a week from today. And that's how, again, that's how quickly things can go in the baseball postseason, hoping for a big Brewers win tonight. But we got to get back to football. We got to get to Chewy's favorite part of the week. And this is going to be, I think, one of the wildest power rankings that we've had in quite some time. Because I think I know who's number one, but if I don't know who number one is, trying to figure out who 2, 3, 4, with all these teams losing in the NFL, it's going to be tough to figure out. But if you're figuring out what you want to do for your holiday party, Events by Design. That's who you need to contact. Just search online, Events by Design. Well, why would you do that? Because Events by Design, whether it's a big party, a small party, or just assisting with your party, they can help you. The creative team at Events by Design truly enjoys the work that they do. They implement fresh ideas in every detail from planning to production, whether it's a big, large-scale event, whether it's just helping out like they did at our golf outing, just providing... walk-up music on the 14th hole, putting on the whole event themselves. Events by Design, always going to be able to help you out because for over 25 years, Events by Design has helped companies execute successful events. Retain that top talent. Invest in your culture today. Just search online. Events by Design. They design. You party.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.